This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kinim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Once we have in place the basic idea of the Chatas Oif and the Eilas Oif, and that they come together, that they can get mixed up, and sometimes they're designated, and sometimes they're part of a Kan, but they're not designated yet. So now we have in place the different parts of the Sveikas, the different Nitunim of the Sveikas, that will unfold, and that's really the theme of the whole Masechta. Chatos Nesorva Ba'ilo. Straightforward. That's the case. The case is where the two got mixed up. Now again, a regular Kan, they're not mixed up because they're not yet designated. So you always have the luxury of when she comes to the Mikdash, she's holding on to two birds. One is for this and one is for that. But over here you have where they're mixed up. Why would they be mixed up? They were already designated. Oh, we're not talking about a Kan where one person's mechuyev in both. One person's mechuyev in Chata Soif and one person's mechuyev in Oila Soif. Or two people were menadiv. So you have korbanos that are designated. So then we have a shayla of bittul. So this really goes back to Perka Taruvus and Zvochim, where it's mavur that korbanos that get mixed up with each other, afilu echod biribo, even if one got mixed up with hamoin of the other type, yamusu kulam, because you can't be mevatel the kedusha of one into the other, because the halacha is that a balchai loy batli. So step one is the fact that there's no bittul b'roiv over here, there's no bittul b'shishim, there's no bittul even be'elef. Even one in 10,000, there's no bittul. Once there's no bittul, so now you have a shali, you have to be makiv all of them in one oifin. You can't, because maybe the shal lamato is going to go lamala, maybe the lamala is going to go lamato, and memel is no bittul. I want you to say, be makiv it, and it'll be done, olamato will be done lamala, olamala will be done lamato. So that's what we spoke about in the Mishnah before, that you have the problem of it being possible. I will say that it's a zuka shalevim koyma that we explained in the previous Mishnah, why you wouldn't say that. So Rabbanim over here, you don't have the eitz of bittul, you don't have the eitz of being makriv all of them be'ifin echot, so maybe you don't know which is which. Now there's another point that has to be made over here. The Mishnah seems to be saying halacha by oifos. What would be if it would be behemos? So you have a perkat haruvos also. That's in fact that there's no bittul. There's no bittul. Where's the out by behemos that you don't have over here by oifos? By behemos, if you have a mix-up, so you have a halacha over there of yirat shistov, let all the behemos become balimum. All the behemoths that become balimum could then be nifter, and you'll take the dam and you'll buy other karbonis of, let's say there's one oil or soif that got mixed up in many katois. So you'll take the money that comes after the rule balimum and you'll buy one of this and 999 of that, no problem. But by oifis there's no pidyon, because the posuk by pidyon in Parshas Bechukosei says that the oimid befonov, that's the way the pidyon on a balchai is done. And the Gemara says very clear, it's Mishnayis that we had earlier in Tvura, where there's pidyon legabe balchai, but legabe behem and not legabe oifos. Now we move on to a different type of case. Chatos shenes arva bichoivo. We're talking over here about an oif, which is miyuchid as a chatos, which got mixed up in a kan. That means there's a woman, a yeledis, let's say, that's bringing a kan. The kan is not yet designated. One's in another, one's a chatos. And what got mixed up now, there's three birds flying around in one bag, in one cage. One's a chatos, and two of them belong to an undesignated yet state. One being another, one being a chatos. Now, if it would be one chatos mixed up with another one, you don't know whose is who, but that's not a problem. You bring both of them for both, and it'll be kosher. The problem is over here, one of them is an oilo. You can't turn all three of them into chatois. So, mele ain't kosher le kaminyan chatois she bechoiva. Only the amount of chatois that are in the choiv. And what we're actually talking about over here is it got mixed up in kanim shel choiv. That means it got mixed up with four birds. Each in the four birds, there's two sets of two and two, and a fifth bird got mixed in. So now, since there's two sets over here, you can be makriv the amount of chatois b'choivo, which means two, not three. Even though really it's three chatois over here. Why? If you're makriv three, it's possible that what you used
is one full kan plus the chet plus the chatos ha-choivo. So what you're doing is you're taking something that's miyuid for an oiler. One of those two of the pier has to go for an oiler. So you used one improperly, so you can't use it. So you could only use if you're covered by vade chatois of choivo. So if you have two sets of kanim, then for sure, even if you three, you're for sure taking from one set plus the other one, you for sure are covered with two. The Mishnah says, obviously, the same idea. It goes both ways. Both if there are more oifos stumim, the kanim, merubim, and the oilois, the ones that are miyuchid for oilois, are less. And he calls that choive meruba because the choive is the kan in this case. Nedova and oilo can be brought as a nedova. So he's calling a nedova. A person could have a ned there also. But he's calling a nedova. Bain, shanedova meruba, the oilos meruba, vachoive mimuetes, and the kanim hamuchuyovim. In all those cases, you always have to follow the amount of choivos, and that amount of choivos, you can be makiv chatois, connected that, or oilos connected that. If an oilo got mixed in, an oilos connected that. If a chatos got mixed in, chatois connected that. Says the Mishnah Gimel, Bamedvar Mamurim, it's a continuation. Bechoivo ubinedovo, kanim, and oilois mifuroshois, like we said, that got mixed into kane choiva stumois. Ava bechoiva shenisarva zubazu. What happens if you have two women? When you have two women, their kanim got mixed up. Two women were on the way to the Beis HaMikdash to bring karbonis. Each woman had a cage with two birds, and they got mixed up. Choiva of Rochel got mixed up with choivois of Leah. The case is like we just said, achas lezu, achas lezu, one peer of undesignated but belonging to a peer to be brought as a chatas and oilo by Rochel, and one peer of Leah. Shtayim lezu, Rochel has two because she had two births or two miscarriages, whatever it is. Shtayim lezu, two for Rochel. Sholosh lezu v'sholosh lezu. Mechza kosher u'mechza posel. You over there, you have a half and half because let's say there are six birds because there are three peers from Rochel, three peers from Leah. Sorry, if you have three pairs and each one's going to be 12. So you have 12 birds all together. What you could do is you could be makriv three and three. Three for chatos, three for oilo, because what are the possibilities? There is a possibility that all six are from six kanim, in which case you are makriv three chatos, three oilos, and that's legitimate. You're going to have to be mashlim. But lamaisa, three chatos and three oilos is definitely legitimate. What happens, let's say, you took not from six kanim, and you're taking one, not from one each of six kanim, but you're taking two each. The way it worked out is that you took two of three kanim. So again, it's six. Mechtzisa oilo, mechtzisa b'chatos. So it could work. Now the next case is not so simple. Achas lezu, shtayim lezu. There's Rochel and Leah. Rochel has two birds. Leah has four. She has one set, she has two sets. Sholosh lezu. The Eser Lazu, they have more. Umeya Lazu, she has three, she has 10, she has 100. You can only be Makriv Hamuit Kosher. That means, let's say Rochel has one and Leah has two, otherwise known as two and four, because it's one set and two sets. So you can bring two birds, you can bring one set. Kaminyan Hamuit. Why? Because you always have to take the chance that everything you have belonged to one woman, so in which case you have to divide the possibilities. For that woman, it could have been mechtzisa chatos, mechtzisa oilo. More than that, you're going to go past where that woman could have brought chatos and oilois. You're saying that maybe they all came from that woman, but that woman could only bring half chatos. So you're going to bring more oilois, more chatos. It's not going to work. For example, if one woman had 10 and one woman have it 100, you can never bring more than 20. Sorry, you can never bring more than 10. You'll always only be able to bring them with Y, because as soon as you bring an 11th, what are you going to do? You're going to bring an 11th of one min. Maybe it's from that woman and she doesn't have more than 10 chatois, or more than 10 oilos. Now the Mishnah is Moisev one nekuda.
This that we said that they're considered different types, and really you can't mix it. There's the mu'at and there's the merubah, is bein mishem echod, bein mishnei shemois. It doesn't make a difference whether the two groups are both, let's say one's a carbon yeledes, and one's a carbon oil of a yoyud of somebody who did one of the aveiros in Parshas Vayikra. Bein miisha achas, bein mishtei noshim. Could be one woman, it could be two women. This we'll have to see a little bit later in the next mission. That means anytime you can't combine a can of two things, so you're going to have this problem, then you're going to have to go back to the wood. The mission is masbir. Mishnah dalt. Ketzad mishem echod, leido v'leido, ziva v'ziva, mishem echod. That's mishem echod. Mishnei shleimois, leido v'ziva. Ketzad shtei noshim, what's two women? Alzu leido v'alzu leido, both of them had choyvas leido. Alzu ziva v'alzu ziva, mishem echod. Mishnei shemes, alzu leido v'alzu ziva. That's mishnei shemes. Let's say two women bought in the shuk, and instead of one woman buying two, and the other one buying two, and each one is designated as a kan, and now they got mixed up, and now we look at them as two groups, and now you have one woman has one woman has two, then you have the din of mu'it. What happened was, they bought together, they bought four birds, let's say, or rather, let's say, we'll make it easy. Yeah, they bought four birds, each one, woman has to bring two. They bought four birds together, or they gave the money that they need for four birds in the Beis HaMikdash, they gave it to one kohen. So then, le'ezer she'yitzu kohen Yaakov chatos, le'ezer she'yitzu kohen Yaakov oilo. It's going to make life easier. So maybe you could treat it all as one big mishach, one big terubis. So you could take any of those oifois and give it one as a chatas, one as another for either woman. Now, Vadi, you can't be magdish, an undesignated. You can't take 100 birds and be magdish it with the shame that these 100 birds will be designated. No, yet a kan is a shame of a carbon, like we explained at the beginning of the perek, and it's chal a shame of echad lachatas v'echad la'oilah. You can't do that with two or three or four groups, and certainly not for two women. So what it means is that it's not hugdash at all, and it's going to be hugdash. It's hugdash kilu only later on when it actually gets a shame. So it wasn't hugdash yet. So if it's not hugdash yet, then certainly you could, if they get mixed up, you could have either played the game of going back and forth and giving it for whatever you want, because that's when the hugdash will be chal. So that's for sure not a problem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.